a little of yesterday, just trying to understand what the Psul of Nogea the Edus is all about. The fact that there is a Psul of the Edus of Nogea, that's a Gemara by us, Gemara later on, Baba Basra. What it's about, what the parameters of it all about, is still somewhat up to question. So we saw yesterday the two basic approaches in the Rimagash. Is it just a simple Chashash V'Shakir? Or is it a Psul of Aldovar? And we said that Machlokes spills over in terms of understanding that very, very strange Gemara about potentially one be misalik oneself from any possible psul of Nogea B'Dovar. And the Gemara seemed to completely ignoring the fact that Edus has a din of Tchilas of Psul. What happened to the requirement of Tchilas of Psul? So those Rishonim who looked at Psul of Nogea through the eyes of Chashash B'Shakir were easily able to explain that Gemara by saying that V'medim Amrum, there's a din of Tchilas of Psul, that's when there's a Psul. But Nogea is not a psul. Nogea is just a simple technicality. You're afraid the guy's going to lie. So if right now we're not afraid he's going to lie because the Nogea is over, so then so be it. So then the Edus is perfectly acceptable. According to the other Rishonim, who said that psul Nogea is a real psul, it's a psul from Baldovar, so then we suggested, the Rabbi suggested, that the psul is so bad that it enters into the category of being a non-aid altogether. And as being a non-aid, so then you can't say chalas of psul, that it wasn't Edus yet. The Edus was in Chal. Chosman that was beged there. Nogea slash Begeder Baldover. So we had two different Mahalchim. And the common denominator was that the Rishonim were trying really, really hard to scramble to figure out how could the Gemara ask that question, V'lasalku, betray Minayu, how could the Gemara entertain the possibility that we're just going to walk away from our Negev Baldover and everything's going to be hunky-dory? What happened to Chilas and Psul? That was the premise of the entire question again. Each Rishon in his own way of understanding how to solve that problem. Comes the Ramban. It's quoted by the Rashba on the sixth of the Maimon Komus. And the Ramban has an entirely different approach to that sugya. Rabban's altirates, shlo nemat chilosa bepaslos, el b'misha yakara v'nisrachek, opsu aguf acher, shreiz emeyed l'misha yakara b'shasriya. Aval kan, sh'ashav nistalik b'momen zeh, ein zemeyed l'kray v'ay, v'lo l'misha yakara b'shasriya. Sh'momen achem, v'lo shlo l'chem v'en umeyed, l'chem umeyed. You want to see what Rabban is saying? Comes Rabban and says that I can't be made for somebody right now, even though right now the relationship of Psul doesn't exist. Some technicality happened. Reuven wants to be made for Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon are not related anymore. His wife died, his wife, they divorced. He's not related to Shimon anymore. That's still a problem. Because he's being made to a person who Vishas Riya Samaisa he was puzzled to. That's the difference. Chilos of the apostles. So even though right now I'm kosher to this person, right now he's kosher to me, there's no shaykhs between us, that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Chilos of the Psul. By Abaldovar, the minute that I'm misalik myself from the case, I walk out of the town. I leave the shul. I have a breakaway. I'm not being made to myself anymore. I'm not part of the entire anymore. In the case of the Karov, that individual is still part of the Dendaira. I'm being made against this. What happens to me right now, this person is not my Karov anymore. But in the case of the Baldover, the very nature of Baldover means that I'm made against myself, but I'm not made against myself because I walked away from the case. So I'm not on the case anymore. That's not chilas of psul. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the son of Dov for the Ramban. Everyone saw the Ramban, everyone chapped the Ramban. It's so stark what the Ramban said, it's almost a pell on the other Rishonim. How come the Rabbi didn't see that? How come the Rashba didn't see that? Rabbi Gash, nobody else saw that. What is the Nekudas of Achleikas in the Ramban and all the other Rishonim, whether this is a good terrorist or not a good terrorist? The Ravid starts scrambling and saying, Shul Teiriz, Mechashash Meshach, Baldover, this is so clear as day. What's the Bira Dover? So you may say, Yesh Lodun. What's the very nature of this din of Tchilas of the Psul? The Yemen's a very modern halacha, very, very strange halacha at first glance. Because if I were to ask you, when did the din of Eidus really chal? What really is the moment of truth? So what are we going and doing a background check? What happened a week ago when the window was broken? Right now, the guy's cautioning the Eidus. Might not Kamina what the Shas Re'iyah was. So comes the Rashbam, later on Kufa Ches, and says, no, not true, it's a Pasuk Chumash. Oy ra'o, oy yado. In the parish of Shavuos Eidus, in the parish of Vayikra, the Torah speaks about the Shas Re'iyah as being important. So Eidus is not just what you say in Beis Din. Eidus is what happened in Shas Re'iyah is also critical. So how do you understand that halacha as to what happened in Shas Re'iyah is critical? What's the nature of that Gzeiras HaKosov that the Torah is now giving credence to the Shas Re'iyah? So you can understand that one of two ways. You can understand that to mean that the Torah is telling us there's actually a long, 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 long line, timeline that's called Eidus. Eidus has many, many, many different parts to it, approximately two. One is the Re'iyas HaMaaseh, and one is the Hagadah HaBeis Din. So don't make a mistake to think that the only part of Eidus that really matters is Hagadah HaBeis Din. Re'iyas HaMaaseh is not a nothing. Re'iyas HaMaaseh is also an integral part of the Eidus. It's not just a prerequisite. One could have argued that, what do I need Re'iyas HaMaaseh for? I need Re'iyas HaMaaseh because for Shneitzach, but never Re'iyas HaMaaseh, it can't be made. So Re'iyas HaMaaseh is just a prerequisite. Re'iyas HaMaaseh is not the course. Re'iyas HaMaaseh is not what I'm getting credit for. Re'iyas HaMaaseh is not Keveya. Without Re'iyas HaMaaseh, how am I going to be Eidus? How am I going to be made Eidus Bemis if I didn't see it? So Kumta Lochin says that's wrong. Re'iyas HaMaaseh is part and parcel of the Eidus. Eidus is a multi events that make up the parish of Eidus. And therefore, all the Gzeiras HaKosov as to who's going to be kosher, you have to check all the boxes. Were you kosher b'shas Re'iyas HaMaaseh? Were you kosher b'shas and go to Eidus? If by some chance you became possible in between, in the middle of nowhere, that doesn't matter. But you have to check the two appropriate boxes. So you have to go through the list. So tell me, B'shas Re'iyas HaMaaseh, were you Jewish? Check. Were you a male? Check. Were you over bar mitzvah? Check. Were you a non-Gazlan? Okay, check. Were you a Karov? Karov. Meshver. Meshvager. He's my brother-in-law. He's related. We're related. X. Boom. You fail. The form doesn't make it. You get thrown back. Can't get on the plane. You failed the COVID test. That's it. You're done. You can't move. Can't budge. But Rabbi, what do you mean? Now not related. They got divorced. The father will die. The wife died. We're good old enemies again. We'll sign them. You know where? Some is machlekes atanoim whether an oyv or a seine is possibly edus. So some place go machlekes if you're an oyv gomer or a seine gomer maybe. So I remember once I was called up to be made to get Rabbi Rapp at a chasra. So as we were walking up to the chuppah together, so he says to me, I suspect we're either oyv gomer or seine gomer. I'm not sure which day. You know, some days it's one, some days it's the other. He didn't say it loud. So comes the Lord and says,
it wasn't meant to be heard. Are they still married?
What?
Are they still married?
Check with Diane Raff, okay? He didn't ask a Diane. So comes the Lord and says that you have to check the boxes of Kashrus, B'shas Re'iyas HaMaaseh. And if you can't do that, then the game's over. That's what all the Yishayim said. Check the box, B'shas Re'iyas HaMaaseh. You're not giving them, that's a problem. The only way to salvage that problem is to go up with some fancy schmancy reason that the psul of the Gebedover doesn't really bother me, B'shas Re'iyas HaMaaseh. Why doesn't it bother me? That was one day in the Ravid, because it's not really a psul anyway, it's just a chashash b'shachir. So chashash b'shachir only interests us b'shas Hagadah HaBeis Din. That's when you're doing talking. You're not talking b'shas Re'iyah, you're just collecting facts. So the Kolzbaum are dealing with it, object the psuls, up the rabbit in one third. So then you have to pass the test. Baby shas real, baby shas baby basin. But if there's nothing really possible about your anus, it's just that we're afraid you're lying, so you're only lying when you open up your mouth. That's b'shas ha'godus. That's one day in the rabbi. That gzeres ha'kosso for ia being important obviously doesn't apply to chashash b'shak. The eid yishlem is up there, Ivan, from yesterday. No, when you're kol zman, you're in a gebedava, you're nothing, you're zero, you're not an apostle. So it's a love the shavar. You have to check the boxes. You don't have to check that you're kosher, b'shas ria, but you can't be apostle b'shas ria. It doesn't bother me that you can't be an aid, but bothers me is that you can't be an apostle. Because that's not called tchilas b'psul. It doesn't register. So that's why the Ravid and the other Rishonim were scrounging around and looking for terutzim to explain manishtan and negeya from other psul. But the Ramban clearly had a different form of legamri. According to the Ramban, there's only one moment of truth, tedus. Exactly what we thought it was. When is that moment of truth? Shas hagod v'beizdin. Only thing is, says the Rabban, is exerts the cost of Ora. So, Vos Beitus, what's the Bira Dovid is exerts the cost of Ora? Ora tells me that when you're made in Beisdin, Bishas HaGodah, we have to have our eyes open and look to the past and see, wait a second, anyone you are being made against, you have to potentially have been able to be made for them even earlier as well. Even B'Shas Ri'ah. Not that B'Shas Ri'ah is the part of the Eidus Gufa. The B'Shas Ha'eid is only B'Shas HaGod V'Beizdin. But B'Shas HaGod V'Beizdin, you have to have the ability to, anyone you're made against, you have to, or made for, made against, has to have been acceptable, even B'Shas Ri'ah. That's what the Ramban said. But I'm not made against myself now. I was Mesulak already. My Eidus is only registered when I got the Kapi Acherim. I don't live in this town anymore. I go to a different shul. I'm at the breakaway shtibul. So when I'm made and Sefer Torah was stolen from the main shul, that's not my shul. So I'm not being made against myself. So I don't have to check, was I cautioned to be made against myself for B'Shas Ri'ah? I'm not made against myself now either. That's the Bira Dover in the Ramban. So what the Ramban did was, he took the halacha out of B'Shas Ri'ah. B'Shas Ri'ah is not the keveya according to the Ramban. B'Shas HaGod is the keveya, but B'Shas HaGod, you have to be cautious to all the people mitchila azram. That's the void of the Ramban. So the Maisa, whatever the Bira Dover is, all the Rishonim are taking the Gemara at face value that Siluk works. And if you don't go down the route of the Ramban, Siluk indicates something very, very critical about Nogea, which is not sure what it indicates. One of the two pshatim of yesterday. But the common denominator of all the Rishonim is that Siluk does work. Except for the Yad Ramah. There, I put two Yad Ramahs in my Mekom, so we're only going to talk about one of them. It's complicated, the Yad Ramah, I decide we're going to just do it very, very quickly. The Yad Ramah says that we made a mistake. We totally misunderstood the Gemara. Says the Yad Ramah, when the Gemara asks the question, let's be misalik, who did the Gemara want to be misalik? Remember, there were two problems with the Sefer Torah that was stolen. Who remembers? We can't get the case going for two reasons. The Noedim and the Nodayonim. So the Gemara says, Philosalko minayu. Let them just leave town and go join the shtibul, go daven somewhere else. It was not a kid daven somewhere else, they need to save the Torah. Who did the Gemara want to leave? The Yad Ramah claims that the Gemara was only asking mitam the dayonim, not mitam the Eidim. The Eidim was an oilal adas that anyone's going to leave. Says the Yad Ramah, the second of the Ramaskil. But the Yad Ramah a big fuss about the fact that the Gemara asked only mitam ha-dayonim, let the dayonim be misalik themselves. Eidim, the Gemara was not olal adas, that they can be misalik themselves, because by Eidim, there's no such halacha of psul, by dayonim, there's no such halacha. There's no such din of psul.
But aren't the dayonim part of the Eidus?
No.
They're part of the community.
No, but that's what the Gemara's question was. To pull Eidim out and say, guys, go daven in a different shtibul, go move to another town. So that the Gemara wasn't even Olal Das. That's such a silly question, because the Yad Ramah says there's a din, Tchilas v'Psul, so it's not going to work. It was only by Dayanim that the Gemara thought, how about the Brisa says, Eim Avi and Raya Mi'an Che'ai Sa'ir, I'm sorry, Eim Dada Medayanim Oso'ir, Just let the Dayanim move out, and they'll be kosher. I chasim psul. There's no din chasim psul by Dayanim. That's the breakthrough of the Adrama. So the Adrama takes on all the other Rishayim. But Rabbi Yisai, I don't want to focus on what the Gemara did say. I want to focus on what the Gemara didn't say according to the Adrama. The Gemara never ever dreamt that Edom could walk away and be misaach themselves. Lo ola al hadas such a thing. Yeah.
According to the Yad Ramah, we're saying that the Edom would not be able to be misaach.
Right, cannot. Edom cannot be misaach.
But that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. Because the Gemara was using this as a raya by that should fit and could be made in the Zeh. So why, how are we saying
right,
now
right,
that
right, 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 right. So that's the first half of the Yad Ramah that I left out the discussion. It's complicated. That's the complicated part. The Yad Ramah addresses that very quickly. That's the first part. There are two paragraphs in the Yad Ramah. The second paragraph is what we're going to focus on. But the Yad Ramah is taking on all the other Rishonim. And learning the Gemara's kasha was only about the Yad Ramah by Edom. And then the first paragraph explains to you how does the Gemara seem to say it by Edom also. So the Yad Ramah explains that. The kids at the part I didn't want to say, but the kids at Imritz, he says that the Edom are made that the karka belonged to the original person who they bought it from. That's not even Tchilas of Psul. Because Tchilas of Psul would mean if they would say the karka was our karka. But they're not saying that. They're saying that we remember where it used to belong to Yehuda, it used to belong to the original guy who we bought it from. So that's not even a Tchilas of Psul. That's the breakthrough of the first paragraph. Okay? But again, I don't want to focus on even the part that we read in the Adramah. I want to focus on the end of the Adramah. So the Ramah says, four lines from the bottom, So the Ramah is black and white saying that the psul of Nogei B'davar is subject to the sugya of Tchilas of the psul. This is in direct contrast to who Rabbi Yisai? Who is the Bar Plukt of this Ramah? Huh? Which Rishon yesterday said, no, I'm telling you no for two different reasons. Tchilas of the psul doesn't apply to Nogei B'davar. Who was that? That was the Rebbe. So comes the Yad Ramah and says, no, you're wrong. The psul of Tchilas, the psul applies equally to the Nogei B'davar. Anyone have the Yad Ramah? Anyone have the Kovetz with them? No? Chaval, I feel like the last line is got chopped off of the Maram Kodesh. Is there a way to get it?
It wasn't even in the Kovetz.
What?
It wasn't even in the Kovetz.
The Yad Ramah is in the Kovetz.
You have
it on the computer?
See.
I feel bad. There's one line that then my fault problem. No, all the high tech we still can't get it out of here. Oh, that's some jokes there.
Which tab is it on? What's it on?
It is on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. I get it? No? Okay, I'll tell you what he says. Okay. Comes Yad Ramah and says, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right and the Ravid's not. I'm going to prove to you that, don't worry, I'm going to prove to you that the Psul of Nogeya is very much subject to the Parsha of Chalasa of Psul. Because after all, why is a Nogeya apostle? Why is the Nogeya apostle? Obviously because he's like a Baldover. And why is the Baldover apostle? How do you know about Baldover's apostle? Because a Baldover is like a what? Like a Korov. So if by Korov itself, that's the source of the Sugya of Chalas of Psul, the very Sugya of Chalas of Psul is by Korov, how can you tell me that Nogeya is not subject to the Parsha of Chalas of Psul? What the Yad Ramah just simply did was, what the Yad Ramah just did is the first day of geometry. He says, A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. Nogeya is obviously possible out Baldover. Baldover is obviously possible out Korov. So therefore, every Nogeya is like a Shtek Korov. And by Korov, Korov is exactly where the Gemara says the original did Kukhal Chesin Rabbi Basra of Tchilas Lepsol. So of course there's a sugya of Tchilas Lepsol by Nogeya / Baldover. That's what the Yad Ramah says. So basically, we have a major machlokes now erupting in front of us between the Ravid and the Ramah, to Gedali Hashem, the Ravid and the Ramah, how to understand the ABCs of Nogeya / Baldover. Forget about the Rishon who said the Nogeya is not really possible anyway, just Chashash B'Shakir. Forget about that. I don't even want to hear about that now. I want to work within these Gedali Hashem are agreeing that Nogeya is fundamentally a psul. Nogeya is a Baldover. And now we have machlokes developing. How do you view a nogeya / baldover? The Ravid was mechadish is nishkin eid altogether, and therefore we can't apply chalas upsul because he wasn't an eid yet. And the Ramah is saying, "What do you mean he's not an eid? Of course he's an eid. He's an eid what? He's an eid apostle. So how do you look at a baldover nogeya / baldover? Again, this is." Putting aside the day that Nogeya is not a psul altogether, just chashash b'shach, I don't want to hear about that now. I'm within the world of the Rishonim that Nogeya is a baldover. I just want to know, vos meint baldover? Is baldover an eid posel? Is a baldover a non-eid? Nafkemina, according to the Ravid, he's a non-eid, therefore there's no din chilas b'psul. According to the Rabbah, he's an eid posel, and therefore there is a din of chilas b'psul. I, the Gemara, that said, Sila, that was talking about Dayan, not about Eidim. What is the significance of this machlokes? This is huge now. Now we discovered something really, really important. What is the significance of this machlokes? This is very, very tricky. Because yesterday we spoke about different kinds of psulim of edus. We spoke about some psulim edus that are chashash b'shakers, others that are xeris akosos. And now we're opening up a third category. They're not psulim. They're just not edim. Some examples are obvious. I can give you some very, very easy, simple, straightforward examples of somebody who's a non-ed b'chlal. It's not even teifes that he's giving edus. Anyone want to give me an example?
A guy committing a crime.
What?
The person who's doing the action.
That's going to be the b'chlokes. I want an example of somebody, I'm going to give you a hint, or something that walks into Beis Din and talks, and we look at him, and we listen to him, we say, this is ridiculous, this is not me, this is Bechlau. That's also subject to Machlokes. Give me a good example.
A monkey.
Now we're talking. Okay.
What did he say?
Is it a monkey? You want to make it what? A parrot. A parrot flies in, Polly want a cracker, and what does the parrot say? Say, cracker. So Basin's sitting there listening, saying, nah, this is ridiculous. This is like a parrot jungle. This is nothing to do. What does that have to do with Aedus? It's a joke. Why am I so late on this? This is not Aedus, Bechlau. Okay, let's go to the other extreme. If a guy comes in with a long white beard, he's wearing a potter, wearing his Hamburg, comes in, he says, L'shayim Yichud, Zogden, Edis, Riven, Riven, Kilchimin. And then we say to him, wait, one second. Aren't you Reuven's brother? Ooh. God, I'm trying to forget something. Brother. So I think everyone realizes that was an Eidus. It was an Eidus Pepsul. It was an Eidus. So some cases are very, very clear. Now it gets a little fudgy, a little blurry. Puts the belt over. And he walks in the base and he says, Reuven broke my window. Are you an Eid Pepsul? Or are you not an Eid? That's the Kudus Pepsul between the Raifid and the Rabbah. How would we test that? How would we know who's right? We have to search through Shas. What Gemara are we going to search? The only Gemara that has any impact is the Gemara of Abastaf Ben Gimel, where the Gemara applied L'salko Betre Minayil, which led us to believe, led the Raivit to believe that's tantamount to saying it's not an Eid, to which the Ramah denied that Gemara. The Ramah says there's no such Gemara. The Gemara is talking about that you have not Eid, so sorry, there's no such Gemara. So we just exhausted all possibilities. Until we get to Maseches Makas Dabav Amnon. And we open up the Gemara Makas Dabav, and all of a sudden, we're in for a treat. To try to, this is the lab, Rabbi Yisai. This is the lab for the course. We're trying to test the different opinions in Rishayim, the Ramah against the Raivit, who is right, whose analysis is correct, about what is this Baal Dover. Is the Baal Dover an Eid Pasul, is the Baal Dover a non-Eid altogether? Like Rabbi Chaim said about the Esrog. How come the Shulchanof doesn't say Esrog HaMurkav is Pasul? Because Reb Chaim said, it doesn't say an apple's puzzle. An apple's not an esrog. A murkel is not an esrog. It's a half lemon. It's not an esrog. An esrog with a mark on it, with something on it, that's an esrog puzzle. So it's nishken esrog. So that's the lomtzer shaila. Is this bal dover nishken eid, or is it a puzzle? So it all starts with the famous gemara in Machas that Yom Beis going into Vavam and Aleph. The Mishnah Machas comment on the puzzle and Pasha Shov to a pishnai made b'shlosha eidim yachum dover. The Torah already tells us that two Eidim are sufficient. We need three, four. Three is greater than two. If you have three, by definition, you have two. So it must be the Torah is coming to tell us something special, some kind of a hekish, some kind of a comparison between two and three. What's the hekish? The Mishnah has multiple limudim, and the last one is the one that's most important for us right now. Mashnayim nimtze echem eidim karav apostol eidus on betela. If you have two Eidim, one of them turns out to be a Rasha or a Mechal Shabbos or a Karav, the Eidus is thrown out. Why is the Eidus thrown out? Because 2 minus 1 is 1. You're missing 2 Eidim. Av shloisha nimtze echem and Eidim psulim Eidusa b'teila. If you have 3 and 1 turns out to be Mechal Shabbos, I would have thought 3 minus 1 is 2. So you're still to go. Kamash v'lon says they came, they're grouped together, whatever that means. They joined forces together. One's out, the whole group goes thrown out. Av pishnayim eidim yachum dover, av pishloisha eidim huksu shloisha l'shnayim. The Gemara says, "Menayin afilu meya tamalam eidim." You have 100 eidim, and one of them turns out to be a bank robber. The whole 99 other eidim are thrown out the window. That's the parasha of nimtzeh eidim karvu posel. Okay, good, very nice. Comes the Gemara in Machlokes and asks the kasha that if one of you would have asked me this kasha, I probably would have laughed. You know, I would have been nice and say, "Wow, what a great kasha!" I would have touched up with a fenachan, but in my heart of hearts, I would have said, that is the silliest, most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, that's like, you know, you ask that kasha, you're like in, you know, like Bekoshi in ninth grade. I mean, 2 years during Tisrael, you're already my Shia, second year already, you know, and you're still asking those kashas, so what are you doing here? But the Gemara is this kasha. Over there, Papa. Over there, Papa, Yabai. Ninth and Rebbe Kodesh. Omeyat the Horeg Yatzil. The Hest. Reuven is killing Shimon. He's a Ritzach! Cold blood! We can never kill Reuven. You know why? It's impossible to ever have been the fush against Reuven. There's always an Eid puzzle there. Who's the Eid puzzle? Reuven. Harag Yatzel, the victim. Reuven's killing Shimon. Shimon's puzzle, the Eidus. Nimtzach Eid, Karva puzzle. Right? Shimon's puzzle, the Eidus, right? I don't know. Shimon's posel yedus. But says, no, I can answer that kasha. You know how? Shimon didn't see the murder. He stabbed him from behind. That's the case there. What is this? Elameata! You might have a few other caches we'll leave out. Elameata! Hireg Yatzil! Let the murderer himself save the day. His eyes were closed when he killed the money. He saw what he was doing. He's Pasul Eidus. Nimtechet Eidus, carbon Pasul. What do you go? Follow the Gakasha. Murder to the Gakasha, right? What a Gakasha, a pop dabai. How could you ever have the Nefashas? You always have it. You're built into the system. Nimtechet Eidus, carbon Pasul. Ishtik, Abai didn't know the answer. The drama's unfolding. Just come to Rabba. So Rapapa said, let's go find the answer. He went to Rabba's yeshiva. Rapapa's still a rebel. He said, Tavan to Rabba and Tavan to Zai. So he comes to Rabba. And Rabba said to me, he gets up, Iko, Yochum Dover. Mekami Dover Kosu Medaber. Oh, now we know the answer. Mekami Dover Kosu Medaber. What does that mean, even? What that phrase even comes up with? So Tosus, Makdis, that all plays in chess, offer the final interpretation of Rav's answer. There was a fundamental shift between the Kasha and the Teretz of the Gemara as to how to understand the parameters of this din of Nimtzeh Rei V'Kor B'Posel. And it's a throwback to what we're talking about the first half of Shia. There are two moments of Eidus. There's Rias HaMaisa and there's Agar Rav Eizdin. In order to disqualify the other Eidim, which part do you have to be grouping together with them for? What if you only joined them B'Shas Rias HaMaisa, but you weren't around, you never made it to Agar Rav Eizdin? Is that also called Nimtzeh Rei V'Kor B'Posel? Not clear. Zoktaisus, Rav Papa and his Kasha obviously was learning that you don't really need Haggadah of Eizdin in order for the din to kick in, because there ain't no din, there's no Haggadah of Eizdin here. In the first Kasha of Rav Papa, there's definitely no Haggadah of Eizdin. You know why?
It's dead.
And even in the second case, there's no Haggadah of Eizdin. What, the guy walks in and says, I killed somebody? But Eizdin doesn't listen to those stories. So clearly there was no Haggadah of Eizdin. So what did Rav Papa think? What was on his mind? What was bothering Rav Papa that he had to go running around from yeshiva to yeshiva until he found the answer to this kasha? What do you think the din of Nimtzeh Rei V'Posel is dependent upon?
3 years.
3 years enough. You know what Rav told him? Mekayem Dover. You know what must make Mekayem Dover? Mekayem Dover is a code phrase in the Torah for, you know what? Haggadah of Eizdin. The Kayim called Davar. The time that things really matter. To establish the story, that's Haggadah of Eizdin. Mekayem Dover Kosu Medaber was Rav's nice way of saying, Rav Papa, you misunderstood the very nature of the din of Nimtzeh Rei V'Posel. You thought it was a function of the Shas Riyah Kamash, what's a function of the Shas Haggadah? Haggadah of Eizdin is all that really matters, and therefore none of this is going to be relevant. There is no Horeg, there's no Horeg, the whole thing is a big farce, a joke. That's the Shach V'Tayr in the Gemara. Just as an aside, to connect the dots from previous part of our shir, is it surprising that there was a machlokes between Rav Papa's Kasha and Rav's Teretz as to what role Rias HaMaisa plays? Was Rav Papa coming from the moon when he thought that, hey, Rias HaMaisa is very important? What do you think Rav Papa had in the back of his mind when he posed that Kasha, when he prepared that Kasha, and he presented it to Abai and then started calling to Rav? What halacha do you think made Rav Papa believe that Rias HaMaisa is critical?
So one moment testimony.
What halacha? Chlas of soul. There's a din chlas of soul. Bavaskul b'ches. Beshbam k'b'ches. Oraa. The Torah speaks about Rias HaMaisa. So Rias HaMaisa is important in being man designed the dinim of chlas of soul. It's not so crazy to say that the din of Nimtzeh Rei V'Posel should be a function of Rias HaMaisa as well. So Rav Papa's question was very, very well founded. And according to a Tosfos reading the Gemara, what was Rav's conclusion? That you misunderstood Rias HaMaisa. Rias HaMaisa is really not all that important. What really matters is Haggadah of Eizdin. The just as a din, that when you make it the Eizdin, We look to make sure that you're being made Eidus on people you haven't been kosher to B'shas Ri'iya, but Ri'iya is not really part of the Etzema Eidus. It's almost like in between the lines of the Gemara, Rav Papa was thinking which Rishon. He was thinking like the Ravid's Mahalach. And Rava told him, that's the wrong Biur. Whose Biur is correct? Who? When Rav is answering, Ri'iya is really not important.
The Rashbam.
Ri'iya is not important. Everything is really Haggadah. That's the Ramban. From the beginning of the Shia, right? When the Ramban took all the emphasis off of Ri'iya to Maisa. Everything is really different Haggadah B'Maisa did. So maybe, if you want to say a fancy schmancy shot in the Gemara, maybe that's the shot Matai behind the scenes. Now, again, we don't know any of this. The problem is that we have snips of discussions from Amarayim. This discussion could have taken up hours in the Beis Medrash. We weren't there. We weren't privy. We don't have the videotape of Rav's Kasha. We have a very, very small synopsis of Rav Papa's Kasha today. All the yeslos we have to argue out here. So we are trying to put in behind the scenes, ooh, where was Rav Papa coming from? Rav Papa clearly thought that Haggadah, that Ri'iya Samayis is important. What made him believe that? It must be Kufa Chesem of Asher. That Braisa. And Rav is downplaying Ri'iya Samayis. Oh, what about Barbat Kol Ches? It must be Barbat Kol Ches means something different. And we already know from hundreds of years later, from the Hail Givi Shein and from Ravid, from Ramban, so we know already that there are two ways of analyzing that Gemara. Could it be that this issue that the Rishonim are debating, Kuf Kol Ches and Babasra, debating in Babasra Mem Gimel, is the Shach Latai behind the scenes of Machas Akvav? We don't know. We're guessing. But it doesn't really matter right now for our purposes. We have a working Shach in the Gemara. There was a fundamental shift between Ri'iya Savaisa being enough to create the din of Mitzvah Puzzle and now requiring him to go to the Beis. Very nice. I'll tell you a secret, everybody said the Rishonim don't buy into this. The Rishonim who hold that in Rechinami, Ri'iya Savaisa really does pose a problem of Nimzach and Eivu Karbu Puzzle. There's Rashbam, and we'll not the 8th Pech of Avazra. There's Rashbam Kufidal that says it. The Rashbam quotes his grandfather Rashi seems to say it. The Gedalia Rishonim who say Ri'iya Samayis is not something to make light of. And when Rav Papa posed the question, Rav Papa was right. Of course, according to those Rishonim, the Rashbam and others, what do we have to now fine tune? What was Rav's answer? If Rav didn't mean to say the Mekayim Dover as a code phrase for Haggadah B'Maisa, then what did he mean to say? What was Munach? Again, this is some secret language here. Rava said, Rekami Dover, Rava thought we understood what he meant. The Amaroi Ravashi, Ravid Ravashi put together the Gemara, they said, they thought it was clear as day what Rekami Dover and Gospel Dover means. Tosfos took a stab at it, and the Rashbam is saying it's wrong. So what did the Gemara mean? So what the Gemara meant was, on the 12th of the Maamar Karmas, one of the famous rushes in all of the Maseches Makkos. So I underlined, everyone got a chance to read this Rush? The Rush quotes from the Rav of Beis Din. It's not the Rabbit. There are three Rabbits. I think this is the Rabbit's father-in-law, if I'm not mistaken. The Rav of Beis Din develops the following, he said. It's a long Rush. Try to highlight the last lines that underlined. Pick it up from the fifth line from the bottom. First one line is butler. V'dam yilhad de'omer li'eh v'mekayme dover kosa medaber v'chihechi d'shanim tse'echad v'ne'edim kor v'posol idusim v'teila. Skip down to the next line. V'chihechi she'ena hurri posa shar edim v'chihechi she'ena ni kor v'edus she'bol mitzaz v'lekula. Look at the last line. V'chihechi she'ena lov shem eid klal. No? What did the Rabbi just say, everybody say? Pazuk the Rava Bezdin? Mekami Dobra Kos Vidaber means Eidim Psulim who make their way into Bezdin and talk and are accepted and are registered as Eidim, and then we throw them out because they're Psulim. Those Eidim can poison the whole kat. Eidim who are yapping away in Bezdin, who are not Eidim Bechlau. Eidim Lehem Shem Eid Klau. If two people and a monkey walk at the Bezdin and the monkey tells the same story, he doesn't pass it to Eidim. Thank you. He's not an Eid Apoisel. He's a Gornish from Gornish. He's not an Eid. Zok the Rav Bezdin? A Baldover is what? He's a monkey. He's not an Eid. That's why there's no sugya of Nimtzechei Kopos. That's exactly what Rav taught about it. Taught Rav Rapapa. Rapapa wasn't wrong in his analysis that even an Eid HaRoya could possible. Unlike Tosafos said, Rapapa ultimately was incorrect. Rapapa was right. To the very end, to the bitter end, Rapapa was right. That an Eid HaRoya is subject to the Taisha of Nimtzechei Kopos. But only an Eid Apostle. Not a non-aid such as the Valdavar. That's what Makabi Dabar Kos Vidaber means, according to the writer. And they say, to go back now to our sugya, the Machloikis Taisus and the Rav Av Beis Din. Taisus understood fundamentally that Valdavar is really subject to the parish of Nitzchak Kor Apostle. The only reason why it slips through the cracks in Bakas Davov is because it was Chosir HaGadu raised it. But lulei that distinction, there is no fundamental difference between a relative, a bank robber, and a Baldover. They all have the ability to infect the other Edom. And the Rav Abezdin is standing on his own and saying, no, we can't. There's no way he's going to infect the other Eidim. Because he's Bechlau, not an Eid. That Machloikis, the Rav Abezdin in Tosis, is none other than the identical Machloikis where? To who and who? Name the Rishonim. Who? The Raivin against who? And the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah a shrine chay b'kayim, and he's saying a baldover is a korov, a negeya is a, remember the transitive problem, a negeya is a baldover is a korov needs chilasim b'kashus, chilasim psul, it kills the edus, therefore negeya, chilasim psul kills the edus. I the Gemara was talking about negeya, it's not talking about edus. And what did the Ravid say? The Ravid said, no. There's no din of Tchilas of Psul by Nageya. Don't tell me stories about Cheshash Meshacha. That was yesterday's year. This is the second view in the Ravid. That the Yoyalim in Nageya is a puzzle. He's terrible. He's a disaster. But he's so puzzle, he's so bad, that he crosses the threshold of being a non-aid. And as a non-aid, if the sug of Tchilas of Psul can't kick in. The same way the Ravid said in Bavasim and Gimel that the Psul, which is so profound that it reaches the point that he lived as a non-aid, cannot disqualify the Eidus because of Tchilas of Psul. So too, that quote-unquote Psul, or lack of Eidus, Shabbai, of a Baldover can't infect the other Eidim as well, because it's not called an Eidus altogether. What the Rav Avbeis then saying in Makis is identical to what the Ravid is saying above Basra about a different dimension of infection. One's talking about infecting the Eidus because there was a problem at the beginning of Shasriya, and one's talking about infecting the Eidus because you came together with Pasul Eidim. So they're different applications of the principle, but they're both highlighting, in the world of Ravids and Rava Beis, they're both highlighting this idea that these halachas, both the din of Tchilas and Psul and the din of Nizchak Kerem Kovah Pasul, don't apply if you're not an Eid Bechlal. It's mamish the same Shita. The Ravid following the footsteps of his shver, of the Rav Abezdin, his father-in-law. They were saying the same halacha dvarim. Whereas the Yad Ramah was clearly in the camp of the Baal HaTosfos, the Makas Davov, The Balatai's never heard of this idea. Never heard of such a crazy, wild thing. That it's not an eight. What's not an eight? Is it eight? Adam Kermit's Alaslo is a Karav. Whoa, we have two sugyas that we thought had nothing to do with each other. We had a machlekes Yad Raman arriving in Bavastaf from Gimel. We had a machlekes Taisa and Rava Beis and a Machlekes Avav. And all of a sudden we realized it's the same sugya. They're talking about different aspects, applications of this, but the underlying principle, underlying question, is the Baldover not an eight or an eight puzzle, is now repeating itself. Everyone realized that when you prepared the Mamre Kermit? Everyone saw that? No one realized this? We're just learning Agamar from the Basra. Just learning from Basra Chavtas. The Gemara says it's a psul of Nogia Bedover. So far we have three Biurim and Dishan and what that means. We can't even understand that Gemara until we understand what Nogia is. The Gemara is trying to apply Nogia, but we don't know what Nogia is. So we had yesterday, we had one approach, and Nogia is not really possible. Nogia is a big joke. It's just a chashash mishach, leave me alone. And then we had Rishon say, no, Nogia is a Baldover. Okay? And therefore what? Nogia is a Baldover, therefore you're not an eight. When Nogia is a Baldover, therefore you're an eight puzzle. Nafkimina, Raman Ravid, does Tchelos Lepsul kick in? Nafkimina, Rav HaBezin and Taisus, does Nimtzeh Chav Apostle kick in? So we have three possibilities. What the Gemara even was talking about with the words Amalei, Rav Yemer, Rav Ashi, Nogin Be'edusu, Vos Meint Nogin Be'edus, what does it mean to be Nogin Be'edus? Rav HaBezin said, Rav HaBezin didn't stop here. He is on a roll. Him and his son-in-law, they are not stoppable. Because the Rabbi Beis Din tells us that thanks to his Shtibul Torah, his breakthrough was that a Baldover equals a monkey. That's it. If you had to summarize today's Shia, if no one remembers anything we talked about today, just remember that equation. Baldover equals a monkey, according to the Rabbi Beis Din. Now, Zokter, now we understand the whole world. Now, all the things that have been puzzling us and troubling us, concerning us for years. Yeshu b'cheshech, you are gadol, all of a sudden the light, the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, all of a sudden the whole sugya becomes illuminated. What was this big cheshech that we've been sitting in for years? The rabbi, everyone read through the whole rabbi Meir, the harash? It all started with two gemaras. That's where most of Torahs are, two gemaras. Two gemaras that we're talking about two different cases, but the underlying premise of one gemara is 180 degree opposite of the underlying premise of the other gemara. Anyone know what two gemaras I'm talking about? One is in Sanhedrin, one is in Makos. They put them both on the Mamre Kermes. No, they're not. It's Sanhedrin, 11th in the Mamre Kermes. And where's the other guy? I don't know what it is. And the 10th. That's all right. 10th and 11th. 10 and 11. Okay? Everyone saw 10 and 11? No one got that far? Who read the 10th of Mamre Kermes and 11th of Mamre Kermes? Who realized these two Gemaras are absolutely 180 degree steerer? 2 degree the Gemara. It all started with two guys. Their name was Eloy and Tuvia. Two guys. Krevi da Arva Hava. Reuven lent money to Shimon. And the two aid them on this loan were two guys with name Eloy and Tuvia. Very nice. They were strangers. Reuven and Shimon were not related, but Chalal to Eloy and Tuvia. There's a little bit of a glitch. You know what the glitch was? Somebody co-signed this loan. Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, but Reuven wasn't so sure Shimon was going to pay it back. You know, Shimon's this guy wouldn't even call a little, you know, he's a couple of $1,000 for a base. So another guy steps up to the plate and then is a very nice guy, and Tzadik comes to the Arev, co-signs on the loan. And lo and behold, Eloy v'Tuvia happened to be what? Have he crowed him to the Arev? What do you think about that? Obviously, Eloy v'Tuvia cannot testify to make the co-signer pay. Let's say Leah too that the lover skips down, and now the Malva starts running after the co-signer. So Eloy v'Tuvia can't come and testify that he co-signed the loan. That's ridiculous. That's being made in the Craig, but Paul's course, Leah himself is on him. But it's probably not going to get to that far. So the Gemara want to have a mitzvah atzola. So Rapapa the name Gabi Leibu Malva Rechikininu. So Rapapa said, you know what, you're right. If you love and took you to be made to collect from the yard, that's not going to work. So forget about the yard. The Leibas,
still around. So let you let me to testify that the Malbec gets from the Leuven. And Dal Mehocha the Arapa. We'll cross out the Arab out of it. We'll cut him out of the picture. Om Ravuna bade Vishula Papa, Elaise Leiva Lapas Arva on the Malbec. Ravuna said, what are you talking about? You can't just ignore the Arab. The Arab is an integral part of this case. Because if the Leuven doesn't pay up, the Malbec is going to the Arab. So therefore, this case is Malva against who are the defendants in the case. It's Malva against who? Name the people on the case. The law of Shimon's Reuben's one side. He's the plaintiff, am I correct? Okay. Who are the defendants? Potential defendants? Shimon, the person who borrowed the money. And Levi, who's the Arif. So it's Reuben versus Shimon and Levi. Problem is that the Edom are Krovim to one of the parties, to Levi. So Rapapa thought we could just kind of, you know, we'll ignore that piece of information. We're not going after the Arab anyway, hopefully. And we'll just have the Edom made against the Reuben Shimon part. And Rav Huna said, you can't do that. I can't even remember Mappas. And obviously Rav Huna gets the last word. Come to Gemara, the 11th of Ramakam. I'm Rav Yosef. Listen to this one. He thought that was wild. Listen to this case. Case 10 really happened. Case 11 is just an alumnus. I'm Rav Yosef. Ploni Rava Le'unsei. Huva Achim Itztarf in Lahargo. Litzona Rashu Vestara Matash is Rasha 8. Rava Amar Adam Karvitzel Atzel Le'ina the Mason Master of Rasha. Something wild just happened over here. Reuben walks into Beis Din, and he gives the following edus. He says, Shimon just did a terrible aveira that's going to be mechayev him. And he says, Beis Din. What was his aveira? He violated Mishkav Zohar. Who do you violate Mishkav Zohar to? Listen to me. Shimon was Roveya me. And you know what Reuben says? I did it willingly. I was okay. Now, obviously we're not killing Reuben for that, because why? You don't kill somebody based on their own, you don't know what Dozbal did. You don't say what Dozbal did in the fascists, right? Now, Reuben didn't just come to Beis Din on his own. He actually slept Levi along, who's a totally mufka for this whole parasha. And Reuben and Levi walk the Beis Din together and they say, Shimon did Mishkav Zohar. And Reuben says, yeah, he did it. I know for a fact he did it to me. You know what the Gemara says? You know what the Gemara just said? Anyone know what the Gemara just said? Shimon's Chayav Misa now. You know why? We have two Edim who said that Shimon just did an Aveira of Mishkav Zohar. Who are the two Edim? Reuben and Levi. Says that Reuben. Is it Reuben or Russia? By saying that he did it willingly? No, he doesn't make sense of Russia. He's not believed to say he's a Russian. So we don't disqualify Reuben. But wait a second. We toss his anus out the window. What do you mean he's believed to say there was an act of Mishkav Zohar here? He can't be made against himself. So what is the Rabbah telling us? What are the two magic words that describe what's happening here? Reuben walks into the basin and says, Ploini Rab'an'i. That guy
should.
Pagina Dibura. That's the Gemara of the Pharisees that said in the feud. What we do is we go in with the surgeons and the knife here. We dissect what just happened. When Reuben said, Shimon had Mishkav Zohar with me, we just conveniently leave out the with me part. That we can't. Vesachis do, because the Zavaldov can be made on himself. But he isn't that one to say what? Shimon didn't act the Mishkav Zohar. To which Levi. It's agreeing happened. I'll fish that in. Yachmud over. Hagina dibura.
With me, he has to say it's the willingly part.
So we cut out. You're right. Right. We it doesn't matter. We cut out whatever parts of the Aegis that we don't like. So here, an entire statement was made in David. The court stenographer, am I correct? Has the whole thing written down? And now, when the judges are deliberating behind closed doors. They're taking a scissors and let's cut out the word. We can't accept this part of the story. The Tzoni, I'm an apostle. Adam made an atzma. That part we're cutting out. We're gonna, you know, cut and paste. And the only part we're gonna accept is half the story that we want to accept, and that's perfectly okay. That's called the parasha Pagid and Dibura. So I don't understand. This has been troubling Rishonim for decades. Why don't we do the same stunt? Where? Where should we do the same stunt? Makas Tavdavzai. When Eloy and Tuvia come to Bezin and say, Reuven lent money to Shimon and Levi was the Arev, thank you so much for telling us that Reuven lent money to Shimon. I didn't hear anything you said about an Arev. I didn't hear anything about an Arev. Can't talk about Arev. You're the brother of the Arev. So we cut and paste the part that we want. What's wrong? So Pagid and Dibur, yeah, Nisht. And Sanhedrin, we're okay. Makas, we're not okay. What changed in Sanhedrin and Makas? Sanhedrin, we learned during the year in Yeshiva, Makas learned in camp, so all of a sudden the rules changed. What happened? Or the other name, to Pagid and Dibur.
Well, once you ask that question of when someone's a Koro, just explain that part out. Why not in any case with a Koro, if Reuven walks in and says, my brother Shimon killed someone, or whatever, you just cut out the first part and just listen to the
Baruch Shimon.
Why would you?
Wait, my brother, I'm puzzled to be made about Shimon.
But then why don't we say here by the
other? So we're cutting out the other part of the Eidos. We're not listening to the other part.
You
can't cut out the main, the Eidos is that Shimon killed somebody. So if you're puzzled to be made that Shimon killed somebody, so we're going to let you say, killed somebody.
But then why is the case of the other different?
Because we don't need the case of the other, we don't need the chiv of the Arev for to make the love of pay. We can make believe the Arev doesn't exist, and the Levi still going to have to pay. No. That's exactly that question. How come in one case the Gemara is saying, yeah, it's integral, we can't rip it up, and here we are saying, so when do you say Pagid and Dibur, when don't you? That's exactly the question we should have bothered with. Everybody say, what's the answer? Says the Rabbi, this
it depends.
Says the Rabbi Bezin, this is the answer. The only case you ever find a Pagid and Dibur is in a scenario like Sanhedrin Daf Yud, not a Makas Daf Zayin, for the following reason. There are two halachas in Hilchos Eidos that are absolutely and completely contradictory to one another. One is Pagid and Dibur. What's the opposite of Pagid and Dibur? Give me a name. If part of the testimony, I didn't say witnesses, I said part of the testimony is batel, then the whole thing gets thrown out the window. How do you know which rule to apply? How do you know whether to go down the route of Pagid and Dibur, pick and choose what you want, and discard the rest? And how do you know it's a package deal? Says the Rabbeinu, it's very simple. Eidos Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulu. Eidus, Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulu. If it's Teifes on it, Hashem Eidus, if the statement's coming out of those witnesses' mouth, it's Chal on Hashem for Eidus. So then the Halach kicks in, Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulu. If the words coming out of the witnesses' mouth are not Teifes on Hashem Eidus, then this is Nishkei Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulu, then we just discard it. You just cut it out. It's not relevant. It didn't register. It wasn't in the parish of an Eidus. How do you know what's Eidus, what's not Eidus? You go back to Makas Davov. Kravim is Eidus. Rishoyim is Eidus. Baldover is Nishkin Eidus. You want to know what Pagid and Dibur applies in Sanhedrin? When Reuven walks to the Beis Din and says, Shimon violated Mishkan Zohar with me, those words with me are not Eidus. Because you don't have the ability to be made about yourself. That's like a monkey being made. That's not Taiface. Since your words weren't Taiface, this is Nishkan Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Kalkula. The only words of the Eidus are Shimon was Vadai Mishkan Zoch. That's it. The with me is not Eidus. If the with me is not Eidus, it can't cut out the part that is the Eidus. Zoy Shteit in Raivin, Rabba Bezin in Magus. That's the answer. The same way that Nimtze Echem and Edim Krov Mupsulim, the non-aid doesn't disqualify the other Edim, the same way that the Raiver, Kazokta Babasim and Gimel, the Tchilosa Bapsul of negeya slash valdover doesn't ruin it for the Shas Agada, so too, the non-aid's words are not even given the credibility to call them an edus to kick in the parish of an edus shabbat mitzvah about the kula. And therefore, in the absence of the rule of edus shabbat mitzvah kula, we plug in the opposite rule called pagin and dibur. It's only in Makas Dev Zayin when we're dealing with the Eloi, the Tuvia, are craving the Arab, they crave him, they're not Baal Dov, they crave him, the brothers, the cousins. That's called an edus b'psul, and al zeh ne'amar edus shabbat mitzvah about the kula. This is the shekloli of the Ravid. The Rav Abeis and the Ravid together. Three halachas that all emanate from the same source, that all emanate from the same lumdus, there's a difference between a posel and a non-aid, and the underlying feature is that nogeya slash baldover is not called an aid. Therefore, tchivas v'psul doesn't kick in, aid shabal mitzaskul doesn't kick in, and nimtef aid v'kavim posel doesn't kick in. Of course, the Rishonim, who don't accept this idea, the chlal, who those who show him who are not, who, they don't know what we're talking about. They don't even know what the words mean. Who's that? Persons? Who else? Yeah, they don't know what we're talking about. Tosfos says, Baldover does spread. Yad Ramah says, Baldover does have a problem with the soul. The Gemara Mem Gimel about Dayan, not Eidin. How did those who show him solve this dilemma? How do they deal with this phenomenon? What does it do? You love it to you. And said, hey, you can't go down this artificial distinction that the Ravid and the Shvea made up. So what is the answer? So the answer most probably lies in the words of the Malamor. Malamor Masechet Makis, I put on the memory card, Malamor Masechet Makis, explains to us that when do you say Eidah Shabbat Mitzosa, Bala Kula, when do you say Pagid and Dibura, talk to Malamor. You can only say Pagid and Dibura when the different statements are relevant to different people. To say that Shimon's Chayav Misa, to say that Reuven's Chayav Misa, they're two different people, two different gatherings. They don't have to do each other. Shimon's one entity, Reuven's another entity. They have nothing to do with each other. It happened to be they coincided through this act of goes together. But they're two different people, and therefore it's the Talmud Yameh, Pagid and Dibura. I could say the Eidus of Reuven is Chal Legabi A, not Legabi B. Because A and B are two different entities. You can't say Pagin Dibura, like the Balamor, when your Eidus is on the same person. No? What's the missing link of this Pagin Balamor? The minute that two different people, then we're open to Pagin Dibura, otherwise we're not. What's the missing link in this chat? You love it, two, one person or two people? I don't mean you love it, two. I mean the Arev and the Lova, one person or two people?
Two people.
Who votes that the Arev and the Lova are two people? Who votes that they're one person? The one entity, you know why? An Arev is B'makom Leidakayim. The Arev and the Lova have signed off together, they've created one Chaloshay. The Lomdus of the Arev is B'makom HaLeidakayim. And therefore, to now arbitrarily, you can't split a person in half. You can split two people apart. But you can't split an Eidus vis-a-vis the same person. And since the Arev slash Loiv is now one halach entity, once the Eidus is Batla Lagabe, the Arev is Batla Lagabe, the Loiv as well, same person. So we have two Lagamre, Mahalchim, and Gedele, Avishayim, and Master, all these sugyas. You thought these sugyas have nothing to do with each other. You thought we're learning, we're just trying to say what Nogay is. We had a bump into Baba Basra Daf Mem Gimel to analyze Chalas of Ipsum and light of Baba Basra Kuf Ches. So we have three Gemaras. We have Chav Tess of Baba Basra, Mem Gimel of Baba Basra, and Kuf Ches of Baba Basra. How to make sense of those Gemaras. Then we have this Gemara Daf Vav in Makis. What changed? What was Mekam and Dover crossing the Dam? Then we have this stira between the Gemara in Makis of Zion and the Gemara in Sedhev and Daf Yud. So we have six Gemaras that are presenting us three different sugyas. One is Chalas of Ipsum sugya, one is an Intech Korv Apostle sugya, and one's a Pagin and Dibur sugya. And we have two legamri different tracks emerging in the Rishayim and what's going on. The Ravid and his father-in-law had one unifying theme throughout all the sugyas. There's one answer to everything in all the sugyas. The one answer is a pulsar versus anay. That answers everything. That just mows down every Gemara, all the kashas get put by the side with that one you say. And then we saw the Rishayim say, the one you say is especially not true. And therefore, rather than having one unifying theme to answer all three Gemaras, all three Stiras, All three didn't. You have to go each one and pick apart each one and say, this is different. So why is Tchilas of Psul different? So you got to start. You got to start working on it a little bit. Let's go up with different ideas. Yad Rama says there is no such Gemara. Or maybe you have to fall back on yesterday's first answer of the Rabbi. It's just Chashash B'Shakir. Something from the thoughts of the past. How do you deal with Nimtzei Karv Apostle? That's a different thing. That's Haggadah versus Re'iyah. That has nothing to do with anything. That doesn't indicate anything to the Rabbi. That's a different Parashat Gamre. And what do you do with the Yilov Tuvia and Tzoyer Rav Ritzoni? That's a different answer on the Gamre. That has to do with Protem and Hilchas Eidah Shabbat Ritzoni. One person, two people, yeah, man, not doing anything. So two very, very different approaches in the Gedalia Rishonim. One group of Rishonim, straight line, everything falls by the wayside with one Yusayid. Other Rishonim who said the one Yusayid is not right, they have to tackle independently each one of the different sugyas. The rest of it we didn't finish yet. We're getting warmed up, okay? We have a little bit more to do in terms of just fine-tuning some of the pieces of this Rav Beisdin and the significance of it. And believe it or not, some significance of the halach lemaisa, mamish lemaisa, that can emanate from this. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. And then to go back to the drawing board of Nogea, which is really Asugya. Is there anything more that we're missing in terms of what Nogea is or is not about? And once we get the intricacies of what Nogea is and is not, then we can hopefully move to the next Sugya, which is how Nogea plays out in our Sugya. Everything we've been talking about now has been general Akdom. It's like Shir Akdom, Shir Psicha Teuchas Nogea. I told you the next three Sugyas, this Sugya, the next two Sugyas, are all about the words of Nogea. This was less about Rav Chavtas, what a great surprise, and more about the general understanding of Nogea. Hopefully that's Hashem tomorrow. We'll get our feet wet a little bit into the next part of some of the intricacies that Nogea plays out in our Sugya per se. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue to put the final touch to this and start the next Sugya.